From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump left Quebec Saturday after attending the G7 summit, headed to Singapore for a summit with North Korea's leader. Before leaving Quebec, Trump told reporters that he expects to know right away if Kim is serious about denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. Trump warned that his meeting with Kim Jong-un in Singapore on Tuesday is a one-time shot for the reclusive North Korean leader as they discuss North Korea giving up its nuclear weapons.
He can take that nation with those great people and truly make it great. So it's a one-time shot, and I think it's going to work out very well. And that's why I feel positive, because it makes so much sense.
The Trump administration is seeking the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. In exchange, Pyongyang is believed to be seeking relief from international sanctions. Meanwhile, President Trump said at the annual G7 summit in Canada, there must be fair and reciprocal trade between the U.S. and other countries. Trump told reporters he had pressed for fair and reciprocal trade practices at the G7 meeting, urging his foreign counterparts to eliminate all tariffs, trade barriers, and subsidies in their trading practices. He also warned trading partners not to retaliate against U.S. tariffs on the imports of steel and aluminum.
They do so much more business with us than we do with them that we can't lose that. You understand? We can't lose it.
Trump also repeated his call for Russia to be invited back to the group. Russia was disinvited to the yearly summits after its 2014 annexation of Crimea. This